Fewer Arizona parents are okay with their kids playing football and other contact sports, and many of those kids seem to be okay with that. Those are among the findings of a new survey from Barrow Neurological Institute, which looked at Arizonans' attitudes about concussions. Dr. Javier Cardenas is director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute. He joins me. And Dr. Cardenas, first off, what stood out to you about these results?
There's a few things that stand out this year. The first is that we see that parents are still restricting their kids from participation in contact sports. And now it's not just football. It really is many contact sports. In fact, one of the survey questions was, would you allow your child to participate in a contact sport? This year was 65% for yes. 2 years ago was 82%. So we see a decline. And actually what's more significant is this decline has also translated into participation numbers in sports, especially something like football, where we've seen about a 26% decrease between 2015 and 2018.
What do you make of the fact that fewer parents want their kids playing these contact sports? And in fact, fewer kids are saying that they want to play them as well.
Indeed, we see a pretty close match with our youth athletes. In fact, we also surveyed a number of teens. A third of them report that they don't want to participate in sports because of those concussion fears, which is actually an increase from just 2 years ago of a fifth. In terms of the why, we are asking specifically how much concussion plays a role in their decisions to participate in contact sports specifically, and they do have a concern. Historically, the concern was about immediate consequences of concussion, but now we get the sense that they're more concerned about the long-term consequences of single and or repeated concussions over time, and we think that's probably a big reason why parents and teens are straying away from the contact sports.
How much do you think that has to do with conversations on the high school level with your organization and others? And how much do you think it has to do with conversations going on with, for example, professional sports leagues?
I'm sure it's a combination of the two. What we really try to convey with respect to the conversations we have with the athletes, so we do that through our concussion education program called Barrow Brain Book. And we're really trying to deliver a message of identifying concussions and removing from play so that there aren't those longer consequences, but also that a healthy brain is a good brain for athletic activity and participation. And we encourage our athletic activity. We encourage physical activity because the 50,000-foot view is of a state and of a country of childhood obesity. And we know that that in and of itself has significant consequences on heart health and brain health.
Well, have you seen any indication that if parents and teens are less interested in contact sports, which you're identifying as football, basketball, and soccer, is there any indication that there's an increase in interest or participation in other sports that maybe are safer for brain health?
We are actually seeing overall increases in athletic activity across the country, and that actually has to do more with girls' participation in athletic sports across the board. And I think part of the other message that this conveys is really that a lot of people feel that this is more of an issue in boys' sports or boys' predominant sports, such as football, when in fact it can be an issue in a lot of girls' sports, especially in soccer.
Have you seen any indications that for teens who do participate in contact sports, if they think they got a concussion or actually did get a concussion, that they are treating it differently, maybe taking more time before coming back to the field or maybe not coming back to the field because of concerns over some of those long-term impacts that you mentioned earlier?
Indeed, one of the positive things that we've seen looking at some of the research is, in fact, more athletes identifying that they've had a concussion and then not going back too soon. And so, yes, we are seeing that athletes are removing themselves. We are seeing that they are allowing time for their brain to heal. They are being supervised more appropriately by healthcare providers. So so that we don't run into this problem of repeat concussions like we used to.
All right. That's Dr. Javier Cardenas, director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.